This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The whole offseason comes down to getting that number two pick right and then hammering wins after that. Whether you trade up, you trade back. They got nine picks, Daniel, six in the top 100.
The biggest weakness, in addition to the you know, as you said, the malignance up at the top of Snyder and folks in his employ and everything that it was for so long, but from a football perspective, right? Because you still had football people in and around, whether they were empowered all the time or some of the time or whatever. The biggest weakness this organization had, in my opinion, for the majority of Snyder's time, was the inability to properly self-evaluate. What do we have? And if you don't know what you have, then how can you know what you need? This is the essential ingredient to what NFL teams, as they're building, because we're all hampered by the same roster limitations, the roster sizes, the salary cap, draft picks, all those things, to be able to say, the first test to me was this group coming in and going, They're not close. They're not close to being not close. They are forever and a day away. We are not going to sit here and try to pretend that name that player is a thing and try to, you know, shoehorn a couple. We're not going to pretend we're a player or two away and spend big. No. They said we just need to rise the talent level just a little bit so that this young rookie class has a chance at success. But we're not tying anything long term. Their action showed you they could properly evaluate this roster and how far away it was by signing, as you said, nearly two dozen free agents. Correct. Boom. That was a wonderful check mark in the competency box. Whether they make or miss this number two overall pick, it's really hard. Guys swing and miss all the time. They could still be really competent and not get this guy right for a million reasons. But they've showed you that now there's a chance. There's a reason for actual honest-to-God optimism. That's not just a fool's hope. It's not just because they wear burgundy and gold. Not just because you want it to be good. Because they actually have an idea of what the hell they're doing. One move leads to the next move, and they all are cohesive. They all make sense because there's an organizational philosophy, not just the latest thing Ron Rivera read on the internet that time.
Speaking of Rivera, I don't want to kick a guy while he's down, having been fired and out of work here, but as you were just talking about the number of free agent signings, I was thinking about 20-plus players signed. Now, not all of them will make the team, but the vast majority of them will. And then you're going to have a draft class where they currently have nine picks. Normally, almost all of your draftees make the team. So let's just hedge and say 20 of the 20-plus free agents and eight of the nine or 10 picks that they make the team. That's 28 players on the 53-man roster that will be different year over year. That's 53%. I don't know if you remember the Rivera quote last year where he talked about, if someone comes in here and takes 40 of my guys and goes on to win a Super Bowl, send me my ring.
They're not going to need your change of address form, sir.
They're not going to need 40 of your guys to help them. They're mostly gone at this point. What an unequivocal indictment of Rivera.
Correct.
And of the Marty Party. And just the last few years as an operation. Now, some of these guys are still in the building.
Yep.
With lesser roles, obviously. And there are new sheriffs and new bosses in town that they are answering to, presumably with very different instructions. The manual handed to them as to what they're supposed to be doing looks very different. So hopefully the results will from those folks as well. But we don't need to spend any more time, especially this week, looking back. But as you were just suggesting, you know, these players coming in and how different the roster is going to look. God, that's embarrassing. Rivera was getting bothered by some paparazzi guy at the airport the other day, too. Did you see that
video? I did, yeah.
He and his wife were, like, walking through the airport. And this D.C. paparazzi guy, who is actually doing the Lord's work during this draft process, because we got to see Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy and Drake May all getting in their Ubers. That's how I found out that Jaden Daniels was picked up by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and the other guys got in the back of a Ford Festiva with a baby in the back. That's how I knew Jaden Daniels was the pick, by the way. Thanks to DC Paparazzi. I kid because I care, but I really do kind of believe that smoke a little bit, that they picked him up so they like him more. But anyway, Rivera and his wife are like walking through the airport, and this guy's like, hey, what do you think about this? I'm like, poor Ron's just like being nice because he's nice.
Sure, he's a nice guy, yeah.
But all he wants to do is just not be on camera, yeah, being interviewed about the team that fired him, that is in a way better spot already because there's grown-ups running everything.
I don't know which guy I'm going to. I really don't.
9 picks, 6 in the top 100 for Washington. We know they're going to get a quarterback at 2. I think you can rule out specialists. A, you don't really draft them unless you trade up for them occasionally.
Which happened.
But you can rule out specialists because they signed a long snapper. They've already cut the guy that finished last season. They have signed a kicker, Brandon McManus, and they have a great punter in Tress Way. Other than those three specialist spots and quarterback after the number 2 pick with Mariota having been signed, I rule out QB the rest of the draft. I think you can rule out center because they spent $10 million on Tyler Biadasz.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some depth there. Remember, they drafted Ricky Stromberg in the mid-rounds last year. So I would put an X over center. Is there a single other position on the roster that you can tell me with conviction right now they will not use a draft pick on? I think it's wide open otherwise. Like, they upgraded linebacker off-ball more than any other spot. And I've been told by a couple people that the off-ball linebackers in this class may be one of the weakest position groups in this draft class. So I would bet against maybe more than one late-round off-ball linebacker to help on special teams or something. Mm-hmm. But quarterback, X after the second pick.
Uh-huh.
Center, specialist, that's it for me. Everything else is on the table pretty much anytime they're picking.
I could see them maybe thinking they're set at guard with Cosme and Allegretti and a couple other guys with some position flex who have played there before, and whether it's Chris Paul or Stromberg, whom you mentioned. But the point stands.
The only guard they signed, as much as I like Allegretti, who came on our show and was fantastic and started in the Super Bowl and played well for the Chiefs, didn't get a lot of money and has been a career backup.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to forgive me for not wanting to put a Sharpie through guard.
No, you're 100% right. What am I trying to say? That I think that's slightly less likely, but still on the table,
I think there's a few spots like that. Like, I would say D-tackle's a little bit less likely than a lot of spots because you're still paying a lot of money to Allen and Payne.
Mm-hmm.
If you think Fidarian Mathis is better than he's played and with better coaching, you can get something out of him. You know, there were a couple of the younger guys along the way that flashed last year. Like, you could tell me I wouldn't take a D-tackle. They might not. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I think that's different than I'll be stunned if they take.
That's a way to put it, yeah.
After they pick a QB2, I think I would say I'll be stunned if they take another quarterback. I'll be stunned if they take a center. And I'll be stunned if they take a kicker, punter, or long snapper. Otherwise, it's open season.
Best on your board. And that's pretty much the beauty of this offseason to me was it took the pressure off, except for two spots, which you talk about ad nauseum, quarterback and left tackle. That to me are the only places where you have to come out with that. Otherwise, me as a pudgy dude that gets to do the show, I'll go, I don't love that. If for the sake of argument, if they don't end up with a left tackle in this draft, I'm going to feel like it was a failure, like it's a letdown. Right? They may not. They may not care. They may think that they've got a short-term answer. They'll protect the kid. They've got what they need. But for me, that's what they left undone. Other than that, I'm going, great. What position does he play? That's awesome.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.